Hello, I'm Melissa Idris, and you're watching The Future's Female, the show where we find the extraordinary in every woman. Joining me on the show today, I have Noraini Hazika Shafi'i. She is the president of Girl to Leader, an organization dedicated to training adolescent girls for leadership positions in the future. Welcome to the show, Noraini.
Hello, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me today.
All right. So, I understand that you're not just the president of Girl to Leader, but you're also, you wear many hats, don't you?
Okay. Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you came to be president or came to work with Girl to Leader despite wearing all these different hats? And what are some of the hats that you wear?
Alright, so basically professionally I'm a lawyer, alright, so that's like my professional job. I'm also involved in politics. I'm also the Ketua Sri Kandi Keadilan Malaysia. And at the same time, since I am in a party where we talk much about like young women, so I actually started with this Girl to Leader Malaysia. So I became the president of Girl to Leader Malaysia. And I actually also a local councillor in MPPJ.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. That's definitely many hats. But they all kind of overlap because in every one of these roles, you can serve as a role model or serve to help, you know, lend a hand to young women who perhaps want to aspire to be leaders or in leadership positions. So Girl to Leader, I understand, is an international movement, right?
Yeah.
But this is the Malaysian chapter that you've brought.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So it's actually an international platform. They focus more on bringing young girls into politics. Mm-hmm. So we saw it and we adapted in Malaysia. We brought it in Malaysia. Okay. And we thought that this is actually a good platform for our young girls. So we wanted to start from the age of 13. But we saw this idea should be brought towards like the girls between 16 to 25. So this is actually a platform for them to you know, talk about like their aspiration, talk about like any issue regarding young women, of course. Mm. So this is where we give them the platform and opportunity.
Is it related to politics? I mean, is Girl to Leader affiliated to PKR in any way?
No. To be very honest, this is actually a movement where we believe in leadership at all levels. Okay. So it isn't just politics, it's just like one part of it. And we believe that girls should be trained or be nurtured not to just become politician, but also become to be somebody in business at any levels.
Right.
So leaders at any levels. Mm.
So just kind of giving young girls an opportunity to talk about what, you know, to aspire, what their aspirations are, as you mentioned, but also to just kind of open up that opportunity, right?
Yeah, correct.
You can aspire to be more than perhaps what you imagine yourself to
yes.
be, the limitations of what you put on yourself. Did you find that working with young women in Malaysia, you know, you said 16 to 25, right? Mm. Teenagers still.
I was actually surprised to see like the responses that we got.
Okay.
All right, because I think the number one problem in Malaysia is our young girls, our young women are not having the right platform and opportunity.
Okay.
You know, like youth is always connected or associated to young men. You know, you talk about youth, it's always men. So they needed like this kind of like opportunity and platform to blossom, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that, you know, not just NGO, political parties should be able to provide this platform as well. You know, to nurture this kind of like, not just politicians, as I said, but also leaders of tomorrow.
Okay. And, you know, was there kind of a gap that you saw that young women in Malaysia just didn't know where to go to find some support for perhaps, you know, cultivating a sense of leadership?
Yes, yes. I think that is like the most pertinent thing that I saw.
Mm.
A lot of like these girls, you know, from the age of 16, they know they have potentials. They know they have like things that they want to contribute, but they don't know where to go.
Right.
And you see like the culture in Malaysia where young women are always sidelined, you know, in that sense. So these are the kind of like young women we should put forward, give them the opportunity and platform so that they can contribute back, show their potential and also show what they can do, you know, in terms of building the nation.
What kind of campaigns, what kind of work does Girl to Leader do on the ground?
All right, so basically every month we have like a program called Speak to Lead. All right. The Speak to Lead, we do it every month where we call different leaders, not just women leaders, we also had like men leader to talk to this very small group of girls from 16 to 25.
Mm.
So it's like basically about 20 to 30 girls every month. All right. So these are the girls that we actually allow them to speak to these leaders, and then to have like the kind of like conversation, talk about like the issues pertaining to them, and then see what are like the things that they can take on to move forward from that.
What kind of conversations do they have? So I would take it, so these would be perhaps, you know, politicians, and they would come and sit with young girls and explain to them or listen to what the young girls are saying. What kind of conversations are they having?
So we didn't actually just call politicians.
Oh, okay.
That's the beauty part of it. You know, we actually called a CEO, ex-CEO of SME Corp. Mm. So different people that we call, so that they get their idea of, you know, like being leaders, not just about being politicians. Mm. All right. But if you're interested in politics, there's also a path for you.
Okay.
So what we talk about is much more on relating to like their opportunity, you know, especially when we talk about politicians, right? Mm. Do young women have the opportunity to become candidate in election, for example? Are they capable enough? You know, these kind of things should, this kind of conversation should actually spark the mindsets
interest,
of like interest of the politicians to bring forward the idea of like, yeah, we need young women.
Okay, so it's kind of a two-way conversation, right? So
correct.
You have young people saying, you know, listening to perhaps some of the experiences of these leaders, and on the flip side, you know, politicians get access to what young people really want.
Yes,
a two-way conversation,
and that's important, actually.
Okay, wonderful. And so this is a monthly effort to kind of get this.
We have like another two more programs.
Okay.
All right. One is like just now, Speak to Lead, and then we have Learn to Lead, where it is actually a training for these young girls, especially in terms of like leadership, where we discuss and train on negotiation, communication, leadership, and a lot more.
Right.
So it's actually very specific towards like building them as leaders.
That is that's really interesting, because you mentioned communication, negotiation skills. What do you think is really crucial in order to build leadership, develop strong leadership skills in young women specifically? And you know, because this is a Malaysian chapter, every I guess international movement has to be tailored to the the local flavor, right? The local cultural sensitivities. For Malaysian young women, what do you think is needed?
I think, for example, just now when I talk about like negotiation, it's very important that we cultivate this kind of like idea towards our young women.
Right.
Because, you know, you see, people say that, you know, negotiation is not so important, but these are the things that is important, so that they know in the future when you are trying to bargain your seat, for example, you have to have this kind of idea on how to negotiate and, you know, get your right.
Well, negotiation is, I guess, the foundation of that is your self-worth, right? What am I worth? What is my value? What do I bring to the table? And the building of self-esteem in young girls will help build the tools for negotiation. And I think many young girls in Malaysia, myself included, when I was younger, felt like, oh, I'm just going to take what I was given. I'm not going to counter.
Exactly.
I fear confrontation a little bit.
Yes.
So that's part of the whole training.
Yes, yes. That's why we want to try to put into like this young girls. You know, you just don't take everything in and stop, you know, and do it. You need to say that, you know, we are worth more than that. You know, every segment of the people, sometimes they know what to fight for. Why not these young women who are very capable? In fact, after having Undi 18, I think it's so important that these young women at the age of 18, when they attain that age, they know there are some platform for them.
Yeah, that was a great movement, a win for young people in Malaysia, definitely. All right, we're going to come back and continue this conversation right here on The Future's Female. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to The Future's Female. I'm Melissa Idris. I'm chatting today to Noraini Hazika, who is the president of Girl to Leader, which is an international platform. This is the Malaysian chapter of an international platform to empower young girls to aspire to future leadership positions. Now, I want to focus a little bit on politics, right? Because you said that, you know, if they have an interest in politics, then so be it, to kind of make that a conducive environment for young women to find their way in politics. What was your experience, Noraini? Because you are also involved in politics. How did you get to be a young woman involved in politics? And what is the current, your current experience of, you know, being a female involved in politics?
I think how actually what dragged me into politics was
really,
yeah, was actually like the community that I work with. Okay. I didn't start straight away into politics. I was already in NGO work for like a few years.
So it started as activism.
Exactly.
And then it grew into an interest in politics.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So, and then I saw the need of like not just doing good things. You know, people thought that people who are doing activism are only doing good things. But I think it has to be more than that. It has to be, you know, when we talk about like working with the community, working with the grassroots, I saw the importance of talking about like change of policy, change of law,
so
for example.
So going into politics was a way for you to effect change from within.
Yep. Okay. Yes, yes. I no longer see that, you know, it's not just about like doing good things. It's about like changing how we can help them. Yeah. How? So it's always about like the policy that is actually affecting these people.
Okay. Yeah. And what is your experience being a young woman involved in politics? Do you feel discriminated against? Is there? Do you feel like the playing field is not quite level for you?
That's definitely.
You do. You've right. experienced
yes.
that.
Yes. Okay. Because I, as I said earlier, I've always seen like, you know, the term youth is always about like
young
man.
Male. Yeah.
You know.
Young male.
So, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's always about man. Then. Although you know that like you see a lot of like young women who are really aspiring enough to take on like, you know, I can be on the same table. I can like sit together with you and talk about like all these things.
Yep.
And in fact, it was just surprising that it's there's like very little young women who got into to become member of parliament. Yeah. You know, it's always about like the age. It's always about experience. Without even thinking the importance of having this kind of like representations from young women that can change a lot of like the landscape.
I mean, well, you know, we're already struggling with women representation, exactly. Let alone young women
yes.
representation, right? And why do you think we are lagging behind? I mean, I'm just wondering whether the lack of female representation in politics, not just in cabinet, we all agree that in cabinet there's not enough, but just I mean, in politics itself, because if you think about it, you know, the Prime Minister is picking ministers for his cabinet. Mm. If the pool is already so shallow, the pool of women is already so shallow or so limited, it's going to be hard for him to fill those slots. We don't want tokenism, and we want people to be there on merit. The way to do that is to increase the pool, more female politicians of caliber.
Yeah.
Do you think that the reason why we're kind of lagging behind is, you know, that we as women, it's a self-imposed thing that we are just not interested in politics?
Probably I don't really agree on that, because I've seen a lot of like women who are actually interested in politics. It's just that they're lacking of three things.
Okay.
Number one is platform. Number two is opportunity, which is very important. And the third one is mentoring. So a lot of like these women, they see that, oh, there's no platform opportunities.
When you say platform, meaning like party?
The party, sometimes they have like this Sayap Wanita, for example.
Okay.
But it doesn't really empower or like, you know, give the absolute kind of power to them to direct like the women on the ground.
So although it's a women's wing, it's still very much under the men's direction.
Exactly. Okay. You know, you still have to say that, oh, the man is not allowing us to do this and that. But it's so important that, you know, we should be able to do things on our own, decide things.
Empowered, right?
Yeah.
Really empowered. Okay. Yeah. And the second one is opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity. I've seen a lot of like women, when I speak about women, also include young women, mm-hmm. who have this who are not offered this kind of like opportunity. They thought that there will never be opportunity for them, because there's always like politics is about like male dominated kind
sure.
of like
I
platform.
Mean, and that we have to address that, right? And
yes.
acknowledge that it is male dominated. I mean, if you think about some of the candidates, you know, at a by-election, for instance, almost always it's a male candidate.
Not almost, like our by-elections are all men.
That's true. I mean, very rarely do we see a female candidate being put forward. So the third one you mentioned, so platform, opportunity, and the third one is?
Mentoring.
Why is that important?
Okay, I think mentoring is very much important to guide, Alright, and you see like a lot of like young women and young people, they need some guidance. When you talk about experience, you can't be having a, you can't see like a 20-year-old girl, for example, having a lot of experience.
Sure.
So how do you put or share things with them?
Mm.
Now that we're talking about like new power against like old power, we talk about like sharing.
Right.
We talk about collaboration. We talk about like how mentoring can actually help build these girls, right?
Okay, yeah, mentoring is really good, I think, and you know, not just role models that you can watch from afar, but active mentoring
exactly.
to guide young people, not just women, but young people in general, so that we can kind of pass the baton on, right?
Yes.
let's retire the old folks. Let's pass it on to the younger ones. Okay. But I do think this, it's important to address the current perception towards female leaders. I wonder whether we judge our female politicians, our female leaders, more harshly than our male leaders, and that could be one of the reasons why a lot of young
women
think, do I want to subject myself to that kind of criticism where everything I do is picked apart and trolled on social media? What's your experience?
I think that's very much the point. You know, I realized that there was like this one time I actually changed the way I wear my hijab,
okay.
and somebody just came to me, "Oh, you actually don't actually suit this kind of like." And these kind of things that...
All this sexist commentary,
exactly.
right?
And
yes.
sometimes it came from women as well.
Mm.
But sadly, these are the things that women are judged for.
Mm.
You know, in fact, a lot of like women, they're so scared to go out there because, oh, what if I wear this and do I look okay wearing this? Men don't have this problem.
True, I agree.
All right? It's all about like men out there.
Mm.
But when it comes to women, oh, you can't wear this, you can't be talking like this, you can't be talking about this point. They're directed in every sense of it.
I completely agree with you. It's not just appearance that is granted a big aspect that women are judged on, but also in terms of personality, right? If women are seen to be confident or ambitious, they are then kind of boxed into the unlikable category.
Yeah.
You're not seen to be a relatable or likable
You're
woman.
Not married, so you have to go get married first. You don't have children.
How do you talk to your young girls about this? How do you counter that narrative?
I don't really like the idea of just talking.
Okay.
I really like the idea of like showing example.
Mm.
That's why when people say, how do you wear like so many hats and juggle? I said, it's not about like just juggling. It's about like doing what you like and enjoying it. So this is where I actually portray, you know, like to these young girls, when I talk to them, mentor them, it's very important to tell them that, you know, it's about time management, you know, it's always about going against all this perception.
Mm.
And I believe that all the time.
All right. And wonderful. I love that you brought back mentoring because it boils down to that, right? Having someone to kind of explain to you, I know what you're going through and here's what you can be doing. All right, we're going to come back and continue this conversation. Don't go anywhere. See you soon. Thank you for staying with us on The Future's Female. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Nuraini Hazika from Girl to Leader. We're just talking about what it takes to, I guess, develop strong leadership skills in women. And you mentioned mentoring is a great way of doing that, you know, just so that they know how to deal with some of the negative feedback that comes when women in leadership positions are put under the spotlight. I want to talk about social media because I think that's a wonderful tool to spread awareness, but it can also be one of the ways that, you know, detracts young girls' self-esteem. So how do you use social media for both the good and then kind of try to minimize the impact of the bad?
I think number one is I choose who I follow.
Okay.
I think that's very important. Mm. You know, if you want to create like a positive environment, you should know who are you following.
Right.
That's like where the environment coming from. And that is what I try to implement to a lot of people when I want to make sure people follow me for positivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to also show that, you know, this is like the kind of like account you follow so that you can bring this kind of like environment.
Yeah,
so
that, I mean, there are lots of great positive messages on social media, right?
Exactly. And that's, you have like the opportunity to choose.
Right.
Right. So that's very important. And the fact that sometimes I do take a break from social media as well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
just
of course.
Just to detox
exactly,
from all the toxicity.
You know, yes, that's important as well.
Right. Do you use it to spread awareness for Girl to Leader?
And all my, actually, okay. whatever hats I'm wearing, that's actually a medium for me, a tool for me to spread anything I do. As a local counsellor, as a Ketua Sri Kandi, I also use this actually importantly to spread like the things that I do. Mm. You know, as a politician, you always make sure that you need to bring whatever idea and also programs out there.
Well, yeah. given that you are active on social media, I mean, that means that it's a two-way street, right? Mm. How do you deal with the noise, with the backlash, with the trolls, with some of the people who attack you for, you know, things that perhaps you feel are unjustified?
I think that's very normal. Mm. And what I do is, like I said earlier, I would take a break or don't entertain. I think when you start entertaining, it will continue.
Right.
So that's my like usual advice to a lot
don't
of
engage
young girls.
The trolls.
Exactly. Okay. When you start engaging them. But sometimes, I think it's important for you to say your point out as well.
Okay. Not to be scared to say it, right?
Because if not, you will get bullied. Right, so it's time for like more women and young women especially to put your points forward.
Right.
You know, sometimes these people are just trying to bully you, but you need to get your points out as well.
Yeah.
So there are things that I sometimes don't engage at all, and there are things that I actually answer.
Well, you know, I think that the world is a completely different space now than when I was growing up, and I think a more challenging and difficult one for young women, especially young women who perhaps have ambitions to be so much more, right? So what do you think, Aini, as a society, what we can do that's concrete and constructive to help make it a better place for young women to develop, you know, or to aspire to leadership positions?
It's just very difficult, you know, to expect the social media, you know, as a tool
right.
to actually embrace all these things. But I think it's mostly important that the women or the young women itself, themselves, actually choose to what they really want to do or what they really want to portray.
Mm.
Every person has the different kind of definition of how they see privacy.
Mm.
So, but sometimes social media can actually be a very strong tool and medium to get all the messages out there.
Right.
And I believe that so. And so I always been using like social media to put a lot of like things out there to get messages and also ideas out there.
What about in terms of a mindset? Is there anything that we really need to work on as, you know, a culture, as a society, that will make it a conducive environment? You know, I'm just thinking about parental attitudes when it comes to how we treat our sons and our daughters, you know, and encouraging them to go for leadership positions or to be involved in politics or to aspire to be something completely outrageous. Parental attitudes need to change as well.
Exactly. I remember my parents were actually very, very supportive up until now, of course.
They didn't say, oh, are you sure I need you? Want to be doing this?
Never, okay. never. They were just like, we will support you. Right. That's your interest and we will support you. And they have been like my tremendous support, including my husband, of course. But at the end of the day, it's very much important to see how your support system can actually support you.
Okay.
Support system has always been like the reason why I'm here, of course. But at the same time, this is the idea of how parents especially, because about a lot of like these young women I met, they do have like some difficulties explaining to their parents, you know, especially when they're 16, 18, you know, they're too young, you know, they get these kind of like comments.
And parents, I think, often want to shelter young girls, especially at that age, you know, out of fear of the big bad world, right? So there's a feeling of, I need to keep my little girl safe from the big bad world. But at the same time, that's limiting for young women.
But that should not be like the just like the whole idea, the general idea of like, you know, building our girls.
Mm.
It's important that we should let our girls be out there and voice whatever they want.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really heartened to hear that this is the work that you're doing. What's in store for Girl to Leader in the coming year?
So we have just launched our latest program called Volunteer to Lead, where we train our girls, all right, to start their own project in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we see it's very important so that our girls, as leaders of tomorrow, of the future, would know would not be disconnected from the community and the people.
Yeah, that's important, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, for the young women watching tonight, what message would you like to leave them with about, you know, leadership tomorrow?
I think all girls should be able to go out there, talk about like yourself and talk about like the issues that you want to put forward. Don't be scared, be brave, and always see yourself as a potential.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have on The Futures Female. I will be back with you same time next week for another episode where I will be speaking with other exceptional women. So make sure you catch me then. Thank you for watching and good night.
Thank you.